Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, beautiful day. I'm talking to you today about enhancing your spiritual awareness. And the simplest thing in the world to do is to realize that you are spirit. Now, let's see. We're talking about taking another step and becoming more aware of that. It's a desperate need to become more aware of yourself as spirit right now, because the world is a madhouse. Everybody is fighting everybody else. Doesn't matter where they are on the planet or what they believe in or don't believe in. There's somebody that will disagree with you and fight for it. And so where do you sit? I'm spirit. Where do I sit in this? My attempt is neutral. But you're going to have to daily remind yourself that you are spirit. You're going to have to create ways to enhance your spiritual awareness. And I'm not just talking about your spiritual techniques, I'm talking about your life. So what are some of the spiritual techniques that it looks like everybody in this room has, because I've seen you here, is you know how to ground. And grounding immediately puts you in touch with the fact that you are spirit and that you have a physical body through which to operate. Now, next you need to learn, well, what's the difference between these two phenomena? Me, spirit, body, physical. There's a lot of difference. And the more we acknowledge that difference, the more we're able to enhance our spiritual awareness. Oh my goodness, there's a tremendous amount of fear. Oh, that's right. I'm spirit. Spirit doesn't have emotions. My goodness, it must be the body that's in fear, right? Right. That would be enhancing your spiritual awareness. Now, what do you do? What do you do when you realize that something's happening with your body? I highly recommend, once again, you enhance your spiritual awareness and speak to the body. What's happening? What's making you so afraid? I talked to a lady just yesterday who was in so much fear. I was very aware of her fear. And so I asked her about it. She said, I'm not in fear. And I said, okay. you're never in fear, so how's your body? Oh, it's feeling afraid. Well, how afraid is it? Well, not that much. And I said, well, give me some numbers. That's great for bodies. And she said, oh, 50%. And I said, well, that's a lot of fear for a body to be in. And maybe if you can really look at that fear, you might see the numbers even higher. If you, the spirit, are not aware of what's happening in your body, who's in charge? The body is. So the body, if left alone, will operate strictly on its emotional levels. And throw in a little intellect. You know, sometimes the body will become so afraid, it will go pretty nuts trying to figure out an answer for why it's afraid. And all you have to do is sit down, ground, allow your spiritual awareness, and the answer will be there because it's inside you. So let's take step one in spiritual awareness. Let's enhance that awareness by using spiritual techniques. So just close your eyes and turn within. And be aware that you are spirit. Step one, you are spirit. I know a lot of people that say, oh, I want to become more spiritual. You can't. There's no such thing as becoming more spiritual. You are spirit. Now, you can become more spiritually aware by beginning to realize that you are spirit. You are not your physical body. You are not all the things happening in your body. No, you're here to choreograph an amazing dance in this lifetime with this body. So, go ahead and say to yourself, I am spirit. And then take charge by creating a flow of energy from your first chakra near the base of your spine through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until you, the spirit, have attached your physical vessel to this earth, which is, by the way, our communal, our joint, our larger body. We're not doing too well with our bodies and our larger body lately, are we? I believe. believe it's because we're not in touch as spirit. I believe it's that simple. So ground yourself to your body and through it to your larger body. Planet Earth, this belongs to you. It belongs to us. And your personal private area is your body. The planet is our shared body. We don't do as well as ants. They get along pretty well because they know that that's required for survival. Humans got so terribly smart, we decided we could kill each other and hate each other and still survive. And that's true. But if you're spiritually aware, is it what you want? So take a nice deep breath and ground some more. Because this is the way you enhance your spiritual awareness. You learn what is going on within and around you. You bring in that awakening, I am spirit. This is my physical body. It's up to me to decide what to do with it, what to put in it, what to put on it, how to use it for whatever I want to do. This is mine. So allow that brilliant spark of light that is you, a part of the divine force, to come to the top of your head. And just sit there for a moment, pause, and let your body feel your presence. Yes, bodies feel. Feel your presence. And then come into the center of your head and again acknowledge, I am spirit. That's you. What's in the center of your head? If you're not there, don't worry. It takes time to re-enter the body. You've been floating around for a long time. Be grounded and be there in the center of your head. And pause for a moment to enhance your spiritual awareness by simply being. Yes, this is exciting. We don't have to do anything to enhance our spiritual awareness. We just have to be still and be. Allow yourself, the spirit, to become aware of some emotion in your body. Just one, please. Say hello to that emotion. That's your body talking to you. If you are not communicating with your body and allowing it to communicate with you, it's like having a baby and never paying attention to it, and you know that would not work out. So that body of yours is screaming to you about whatever you, the spirit, are not acknowledging. Maybe you, the spirit, don't want to know that your body's afraid because you don't want to deal with it. But therein lies the problem. If you, the spirit, are not aware enough to respond to your body and its fear, it's going to continue to be afraid. And you're not going to solve the problem. It's called enhance your spiritual awareness. Start at home. Because as you bring your brilliance and your light and your awareness into that body, it shines out through the body and others see that. You display yourself as spirit. And you need to be grounded in order to be safe and keep your body safe and accomplish what you're here to do. So take a nice deep breath and once again, just be silent with your spiritual awareness. And the fact that you're enhancing that by simply being. We've created so much communication in our world, which is fun and exciting, but we forget the most important communication, and that's between you and your body and you and your God. Breathe in, breathe out. Be in the center of your head and be aware of your light. Simply be aware of it. Enhancing your spiritual awareness doesn't mean that you have to do something. It simply means you have to be. And as you practice letting yourself be yourself, it begins to permeate through your entire consciousness and your system. And it becomes a way of life. I like to call it meditation as a way of life. Take a nice deep breath. I'm going to give you just a moment to meditate on how you are enhancing your spiritual awareness in your life. You can start out with coming to meditation services or learning the techniques. What are some of the other ways that you are enhancing your spiritual awareness? Maybe you were kind in a situation you really wanted to be mean. Maybe you stayed when you really wanted to run away. That's spiritual awareness, spirit being in charge. Maybe there's a time you stood up for yourself instead of letting someone else run over you. If you begin to review these things, you're going to find many things in your life where you have and are enhancing your awareness of yourself, the spirit, in the creativity of your life. There is no magic formula. There is living life. And by living your life, living it as spirit through a body. Allowing your body to awaken to you and allowing you to pay attention to your physical body. Now, I know most people believe that the great teachers were all really, you know, crawled out of a hollow log or something and were perfect at the beginning. This is not true. They learned through life. Buddha's my favorite example of that. He started out as a prince, rich, married. He had everything physical anyone could ever want. And he left it all and became more than a pauper. He ate grass and drank from a river and lived in a small community that had absolutely nothing. He decided neither extreme was an aware space for spirit, or at least not for him, and so he moved into a much more neutral space, a space of balance where life had much more possibility. He became more aware by living life. He enhanced his spiritual perspective by living his life. He didn't have expectations of, well, that's bad, and so I have to go over here, well, that's bad. No, he lived a life, pretty extreme situations, in fact. And he learned and he grew. And we all know what a tremendous impact he's had on people on planet Earth. You don't have to be that much of an influence on the rest of the world, but how much can you influence yourself and your own life? In drawing in from one extreme or the other to let yourself balance, that's spiritual awareness. There's so many things happening on planet Earth right now, it's just extremely exciting. I just love the old Chinese curse, may you be born in interesting times. Well, right now, it's definitely interesting times. We're having solar eclipses, we're having lunar eclipses, we're having Mercury retrograde, we're having all kinds of amazing astrological phenomena, we're having, global changes. So take a nice deep breath and be balanced within yourself for a moment, being spiritually aware. Aware of your body, aware of your planet, aware of yourself. Make an agreement with your body right now that it's yours to use to enhance your spiritual awareness. Yes. How many times have you used your body for things and doing things you didn't like? It's an opportunity to learn something about yourself. I was talking to a friend of mine who's going through some really major changes in her life, and she was tending to deal with some other people around her. And I said, no, it's all about you. It's all about you. Enhance your spiritual perspective by being aware it's you who decide what you're going to do with your body, your relationship with the planet, and your relationship with every other part of God, which is everyone else on the planet. Another friend told me a story about how she was having some struggles at work and just couldn't get something done. And she sat down and worked on herself, the spirit. And these things happened instantly. Well, not instantly. It took time and space, but it was immediately easy. Pause for a moment and validate how much you know. You come in here to service on Sunday, or you've taken a class, or however you've received this information, you have it to use. It's yours. Enhance your spiritual awareness by using it. Not just once a day or twice a day, but all day long. Right now, let go of anything down your grounding that interferes with you being grounded all the time. And if you're not, you'll know it. So you can come back to it. No magic formula. Enhancing your spiritual awareness is a day-to-day adventure. One of my favorite places to learn about myself as spirit is the grocery store. You get to run into all kinds of people, all kinds of sparks of God. How do you respond? With the healing level or judgment? With fear, with love. How do you relate to the world? Because where you put your attention, there it is. If you have your attention on how bad things are, guess what? That's the way they are for you at that point in time. Maybe things are a little tough, but what can you learn? How can you become more aware of yourself as spirit and operate more as spirit? Well, my favorite first step is grounding. After that, things just seem to flow into a more spiritual space, a greater awareness. Oh, the reason I don't like that person is because they're so much like me. They may not look like me, but they act like me. Breathe in, breathe out, and give yourself permission to allow a little amusement in your body and in your life. We are funny. I know it mostly seems ridiculous, but we can find some of the things amusing. Now let's take a few moments and communicate with Jesus. Wonderful teacher. Had a tremendous amount of life experience in the short time he was alive. And he grew and changed. He knew what he was going to do on some level when he came into the body. But at Gethsemane, he made a big commitment, didn't he? And agreed to go with it, even though he had a little argument about it. So we're not the only ones that resist our path, are we? It's not always easy to be spiritually aware. It's not easy to be around other people who are not. Life can be amusing. We can make it what we want. A dance of joy, a dance of learning. So let's talk to Jesus, because he sure did do the dance. And ask him about enhancing your spiritual awareness. Remember to be in present time with Jesus. He has evolved just as all of us do. Let yourself receive reassurance from Jesus. You don't have to give up the body or the body's emotions. If the body's in fear, it doesn't mean you're not spiritual. It just means you need to pay a little more attention to the body. Jesus was afraid, but he had the courage to keep going forward. We all get afraid. The key is just keep moving. I won't guarantee it, but I'll just bet that Jesus is encouraging you to validate yourself, to care for yourself, to acknowledge your courage, to acknowledge your awareness. No one on this planet is perfect. If they were, they wouldn't be here. Let's end our interaction with Jesus and thank Jesus for all he did. All the great teachers came and led the way. Oh my gosh. If you want to sometime pause and look at how far the human has come, it's amazing. We backslide a lot, but we have come a long way in our awareness. Sometimes it gets sidetracked and so forth, but we are so much more capable at this point. It's up to us to continue to enhance that spiritual awareness and connection so that we don't backslide in a major way as we have in other times. Breathe in, breathe out. It's a very dynamic time on the earth now. Spiritual awareness is essential to truly accomplish what you're here to do. Now, let's do what we all love most, and that is communicate with what we call God. I sometimes like to call it the cosmic consciousness. It's all things. I know that's impossible for your intellect to accept. Just pause with it for a second. All things. That means that what we call God is everybody on the planet, everything on the planet, every living thing, everything that we don't even think is living. God is all energy, all things. Breathe in, breathe out. And create a bright gold sun above this room and let it flow into the room and through the room and through everyone in it. Let that clear light, healing vibration, assist us to all come to a neutral space for just the moment where we don't judge, where we allow ourselves to be, so we're grounded, we're centered and neutral, and we're allowing gold energy to flow through our bodies and through our group. And let these energies and techniques help us in our communication with our God. Say hello and be aware. You are spirit. All things are spirit. Be aware of your God. You are right now enhancing your spiritual awareness. Allow this to be part of your day, and every day you become more aware. You'll have times that you'll move back a little bit on it because it scares the body. But that's an opportunity for you to become more spiritually aware by communicating with your body. Take a nice deep breath. Thank God or the cosmic for all things, because everything is an opportunity to learn and grow and enhance the cosmic. Be in the present moment. Let go of your communication, and you might want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to come back to the physical consciousness. When you're ready, you can bend forward and release some energy. If you'd like to release that gold energy from your body, that's fine. If not, enjoy. And enjoy your greater awareness.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.